This life is a fight.
Yeah.
And we need to know how to fight. Yeah. And we can fight.
Because it does awaken something in you.
Well, hey girls, you've tuned in to Braveheart Talks today. We're so glad that you're here. I'm Megan. I'm joined today with good friend Cynthia, and we're going to have some conversation all around Braveheart Conference, because Cynthia, it is so soon.
So close.
How many days?
9 days away.
9 days. Have you got your outfits? That's the question.
I've got one of my outfits. I'm waiting for another one. Done. Because it's really important. Well, you've got to make sure you got
Do you get like outfit. All new outfits, or do you recycle?
I try and recycle at least once.
Okay.
And then try and get a new one.
Three outfits is a bit too much. You're just sticking to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because like it's so exciting and it's just great to be all together. It's like going to a party, isn't it? So you want to look your best because you know it's just going to be an amazing weekend.
Hey,
so.
I need to match your fashion stylish. I need to
be great.
Give me some ideas, Cynthia. Are you most, you know, looking forward to conference? What are you excited for?
But this year, I'm excited. Do you know what? I think the theme really excites me about dreams. And I think it's just so amazing to be able to come together and like awaken women's dreams. Because I know there's so many people out there who have had dreams and, you know, like whatever has happened in their life and, you know, they've buried those dreams or they've given up on those dreams, and to come somewhere and to be able to think that that woman that's going to leave conference is going to be like, yeah, I can dream again. I can do this. Why can't I do this? You know what I mean? So I think I'm excited for the women to dream again and to like, because obviously God is a God of impossibility. So I want them to like dream as big as possible and walk out of that place and be like, yeah, I'm going to make that a reality because I know God is with me. So I think I'm excited for the theme and for women to really grasp that and walk away with that, really.
Yeah. And I'm probably more practical, to be honest, Cynthia. I think I'm excited for like, you know, so much of a life, you juggle so many hats, you know? Mm-hmm. So over one weekend, you could have like, for me, I've got like my mum hat, then I've got my working hat, then I've got my wife hat, then I've got my, do you know what I mean? All the other, my friend's hat. And you're so busy juggling all these hats. I think conference is like, right, all these hats are coming off. Mm-hmm. The only hat I'm putting on is I'm a daughter of the King and I'm coming to be with my father in heaven. And I think it's so nice just to set that time aside. And it's like, do you know what? Nothing else is distracting me this weekend. Mm. There's no distractions. I haven't got to be here, there, everywhere. I've not got to be dropping the kids off or busy. It's like we get to actually slow down for a weekend. And I mean, you probably wouldn't say conference is slow, but do you know what I'm saying? It's like you slow down and you can stop and just be like, I'm just here for one thing. I'm here to receive from you, God. You know, so I'm excited for that. I'm excited for what God wants to do, because sometimes you go in there not expecting maybe to receive and suddenly God puts something on your heart during that conference. So I'm excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to learn. I love the worship, just having that extra time of worship.
Yeah.
So I'm there with my one hat on.
Ready. Do you know what though? That's so funny. Like I was looking up, like, I don't know why I was looking at, I was looking at conferences and different things, and they were talking about like the biblical kind of idea of where kind of conference comes from. And was talking about like, you know, in the Bible where they used to go for festivals, where they used to travel and go for like religious festivals and different things. And they were talking about the importance of it is having that moment to re-remind yourself of your identity.
Absolutely.
And have that moment to stop and think and be reminded of like, this is who I am in God. So it's very similar to what you're saying. You've just got that one hat on. You're re-reminded of who you are and you're fueled up to go and put on all the other hats that you have to put on.
Exactly.
So
I love that. Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a good weekend. So thinking about it, you know, there might be some women that are listening and they're thinking, Braveheart Conference? It's like, what's that about? Like, what would you explain it to someone that's never been to a Braveheart conference? What is it about? What's it like?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it is, you know, it's a gathering of women. You know, we're in one big space together. You know, the practicals, what you can expect is worship, is words. You know, we've got great speakers over. There's always an opener on the nights. They're always exciting. There's time to mingle. There's community. There's the shopping there. You can do all sorts there. But there is a bigger purpose behind Braveheart. It's not just a gathering, an event. You know, event can happen anywhere. There's so much more deeper meaning to this. And actually, I'm going to read this straight off the website because it was so powerful the way it was written and so beautifully written. But this is what the purpose of Braveheart is. So Braveheart Conference exists to teach girls from all walks of life to fiercely fight for their value and worth. And Jesus, if it pause in there, like, all walks of life. I love that. Like, you will expect that at this conference. You've got the young and you've got the old. You've got people from different nationalities. You've got people flying over from different places. All walks of life, we come together. to fight for our value and worth. An army of women that believe that the ordinary, everyday woman has something extraordinary about her. Yeah. And that is the ability to overcome. Also stop there. Love that. We are ordinary women. Yeah. You know, we come together and let's be honest, life sometimes feels so ordinary, but we have this extraordinary purpose in us that God wants to do through us. So it's finding that, it's finding the excitement in our normal, ordinary lives. When we come together, you feel like you're a part of something so much greater than yourself. It's so exciting. It then goes on to say, it takes a brave-hearted woman to fiercely fight for what she believes and to never, ever hold back. She doesn't ever give up on hope and sees every problem as a hurdle to overcome. Determined and strong, she embraces her future, reminding herself what she is fighting for is worth it. Then it's a message personally to you. Your future awaits you, my beautiful friend. So run like the wind, seize every opportunity and live a life worth living. You are a lioness to be reckoned with, brave-hearted and feminine to the core. And in this environment, you will learn how to use your roar. You know, the purpose of this gathering is so different to any other. You know, it really is helping us. Sometimes we don't even know we're in a fight. We don't know life is a fight. And I think, you know, Pastor Emma, who founded Braveheart, who leads us and gives us the vision, you know, she casts this vision, but, you know, us on the team, we get that vision and we understand it now. But the girls coming in, they don't realize that this life is a fight.
Yeah.
And we need to know how to fight and we can fight.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, for me, that's a bigger purpose. You know, what about you, Cynthia?
Yeah, no, definitely. I agree. And I think just to, again, echo with what you said at the beginning about, you know, putting that hat on. I think it's re-reminding women of who they are and what they have in them kind of thing. And taking that time to do that, to invest and pour into yourself. Because I think you've said this quite a few times. It's, you know, it's important to pour into yourself so that you're able to pour into those other roles. And I think I absolutely love what you said about ordinary women, because some people might think, oh, like only like really super extraordinary women go to conferences. No, it's ordinary women, moms that have got kids, haven't got kids, are older, that have got grandkids. It's women from all walks of life. And it doesn't matter wherever you're at, like God still wants to do something in you, whether you're 90, whether you're 19, he still wants to do something in you. And there's still something great you can do. And I think that's the purpose of Braveheart, re-reminding you of that, or actually letting you know that you can do that. You can dream again. You can get your roar back, kind of thing. So there definitely is a bigger purpose to it, for sure. And I'm just super excited. I think it's going to be so good.
It is. And
so obviously we've talked about what Braveheart Conference is, the purpose of it, but there might be some women who have gone to conferences before or women's ministry, and they might think, I don't really like it. It's not for me. It's like, I've been to them before. So what would you say to women like that? And what makes Braveheart different?
Yeah. I'd say this, because you know what, Cynthia, I'm a little bit with that girl sometimes. Like when we were like as a church, we're putting in women's ministry together, I was like, oh, like it doesn't, oh, like naturally to start with, it didn't float my boat. I'm like, you know, I'm not the natural, like, let's gather the girls and we're stronger together. Like that wasn't me. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that on here. But I'm fully invested into what is going on here, because I think sometimes you have to put away your pride and your preference to know over the purpose.
Yeah. Like,
what is the purpose? The purpose of this ministry is so outweighs your preferences. So maybe you don't like being a room full of girls. Well, guess what? The purpose there well outweighs that preference of yours. And I think as well, we've got to be careful, because sometimes we think it's like we're women empowering women. Like, people in the world can do that. You have women events in the world where they're empowering women and it's all about, you know, women being stronger. This isn't that. Like, we're not coming together like all put together women. We're saying, no, actually, we are all weak in ourselves. We can't do life in our own strength. We're women coming together, though, but finding the inner source of our strength, and that is Jesus. So I think it's not like we're coming together trying to like empower women. Woo, we're great. Like, it's actually, we're coming together like broken. We're coming together weak. We're coming together like we need like a savior. We need God to help us through this life, because it's so hard. So I do get it. I get the whole women's ministry. However, like, the purpose well outweighs your preference. Yeah. So if you're like, you know, and we're not about tea parties, are we, Cynthia? It's a bit more, we've got some wacky things coming up. But what would you say? Have you ever been like that? Or you're all in for women's?
I'm all in, but I did have a friend who was like same. She's like, oh, I don't like, I feel like when I go to women's conferences, it is all about teacups and painting your nails and stuff. And I'm like, conference is not about, and I'm not that kind of person that, even though, you know, I do love a bit of makeup and here and there, but I am not like sitting there in teacups. And I really feel that Braveheart is different in that way because it does awaken something in you. It yes. isn't about like, oh, so lovely and pretty and yeah. no, it is yeah. fierce, it yeah, is yeah, yeah. fiery, it is about yeah. you know, being that strong woman that God has called you,
yeah.
That warrior in you kind of thing. And obviously with the lion, which has been our kind of like mascot, it is yeah. about that roar, it's about that fierceness in you,
yeah.
So I think that's, you know, and when I told my friend and she came as well, and she's like, actually that's so true, it wasn't what I thought it was gonna be, yes. kind of thing. And Megan, I really loved about what you said there about you know, we're not strong enough, we need Jesus and yeah. we need his strength. And it just made me also think, you know, that obviously you talked about women's conferences, empowerment events,
yeah.
but the thing that makes like a Braveheart conference difference, I think, is you're anchoring yourself to something that's bigger than yes. yourself. Like when you go to those empowerment events, it's like, yeah, you're great, you're fantastic. Yeah. But how about when a storm hits, where do you get your source of strength from?
Yeah.
Where do you get that help from?
Yes.
And I think it that's what makes Braveheart difference. It's like, he is our source of strength. He Absolutely. Is our anchor. You're going to come out of here and yeah, you are a powerful, amazing woman,
yes.
but there are storms that are going to come
yeah.
and he is your anchor. He is your strength. He's going to be able to get you through that and you'll continue to be that woman that God has called you. So that just made me think that's what makes Braveheart so yeah. different. And that's why it's not that kind of teacup kind of conference.
No, exactly. And do you know what? It's so different to anything in the world, because when you get a bunch of girls gathering together in the world, there's going to be, you know, envy, competitiveness,
yeah.
looking each other up and down, gossip, judgmental. Like, this is such a safe space to go into. Like, all the girls come beautiful in their own ways, but there's no like looking at each other with envy. Like, people generally, when they come into this arena, like, we feel like a family,
yeah.
and you feel like you've got your sister's back who's next to you, and you feel like actually we're going to pray for each other yeah, through this. The community you get through it, you can't get it anywhere
yeah,
else.
Yeah.
So Cynthia, have you got any standout moments from the last 2 years of conference? We're 2 years now, going on to year three. Mm-hmm. So you must have loads of highlights, but come on, just shorten it maybe to like two highlights.
Okay, that's really tricky. But I would say one from each year. So I'd say the first year of the conference, I would say it was the roar that we did yes. in the room.
But explain to the girls amazing. Who weren't there, what was that?
So obviously, you know, kind of like our theme, our mascot is lion and about being fierce. And so Emma wanted every woman in that room to just in unison roar together. And so it was just a crazy noise, but like it felt like an earthquake. Like all the women were really giving it a big roar, and I felt like it was a moment for them to kind of let it out, yes. let it go, and just kind of like be fierce and be strong. And it was just such a standout moment, and I think I loved it because every woman got involved, everyone gave their roar, and they gave a really big roar. So I think that is definitely from the first year yeah. that stood out for me. And I'd say from the last year, I think it was the end of Saturday night, the closing, yeah. like everyone worshiping together. Yeah. You could just see joy in all the women's faces yeah. and everyone was just involved worshiping. And sometimes there's nothing better than worshiping together.
Yeah, you know, it was a good worship party as well. We partied yeah. out. So Cynthia, tell me this, have you roared since?
I haven't, because I'm scared of scaring my neighbors. So I think I would, but that fierceness has stayed with me for yeah. sure. So yeah.
It's not very British, is it?
No, it's not very British. Should do it more. Yeah. But yeah, it was magnificent. How about you?
Yeah. So I'm not very much of a creative, Cynthia. So every year conference, the opening nights mm-hmm. are just spectacular. So Friday and Saturday night, the openers, they just, the creative teams, like the media, the production, like it all comes together so beautifully yeah. with the dancing and the lights and the music and the worship and everything. And it always has a meaning behind it. It's not just put together. Like yeah. it creates this picture for what God is revealing to us. I'm sitting there and I'm in awe, Cynthia. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like yeah. it just gets better and better. That yeah. team are incredible. And I think because I'm not creative, it makes me even go like, wow, because yeah. I could not pull off anything like that. So they're always my highlights. I always look forward to them so yeah. much. On a bit of a deeper one then. So first year, I think Emma done a message on just talking about grieving. Mm. And, you know, it was just one of the areas of the message and how we are to walk through and navigate that season.
Yeah.
And my mum recently, you know, lost her mum just before conference. So my grandma, and I don't think she had the time or the space or even understanding as a Christ follower how we are to grieve, how we go through that process and how we can, you know, have Jesus as our rock in that season. And, you know, I remember where I was standing, you know, it's a big arena, but small enough as well to sometimes, you know, if you know where someone's sitting, you can kind of glance eye with them. And I just saw her and I could see she just wanted to let loose in that moment, you know, and she was holding it all in.
Yeah.
And I scuffled through the crowds. I was like, move, move. Got to be with my mum in that worship. And I remember just like putting my arm around her and she just released. And she just had that moment in worship where I could just feel like healing was coming, breakthrough was coming. And to be alongside her and hold her, we were worshiping together. Like it was just such a special moment for me. And, you know, I know other girls have similar moments like that. It's very personal. I think when we go to conference, you know, we all come in with our different stories and battles and, you know, we all get to experience that. But when you know other people's stories, when you know their battles, you can go alongside them in their moments. So that was really special.
Amazing.
A real special moment there.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. And I know there's different moments like that happen throughout conference. Yeah. And it's just great that you have that memory to kind of keep and stuff like
and
that.
And for us, Cynthia, you know, there are some of our highlights. But, you know, the women coming, they're not just coming for highlights. They're coming for life change.
Yeah.
They're coming for like breakthrough. Mm. And it really is happening. Like miracles happen in spaces like this. Like
so much.
So many testimonies come out of them. And you've actually got some to share, haven't you, Cynthia?
Because
we've asked the girls a while ago to share in and send in testimonies of what they've got from conference. So would you mind sharing us a few just to encourage us?
Yeah, there's so many. And it's just so beautiful to hear people's story after conference. Because as you said, you don't get to meet every woman and hear their story and their background. But when they let us know how conference has impacted them, it's so amazing. So I've just got a few here. So one person messaged in and she said, I just wanted to say a massive thank you for Braveheart. It definitely has blessed me. As she runs a social enterprise in Liverpool, and she just has felt so energized by the conference, and it's just so helped her with her vision and how she's kind of gonna go on from that in conference. And so I love that it's just not impacting her faith, but it's impacting every aspect of her life that she's a part of as well.
Amen.
And there's this one beautiful one that says, reflecting after a wonderful weekend in Liverpool, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for saying yes. And thank you for speaking to this crazy bunch of people from Suffolk. God knew you were just what we needed. And thank you for inviting us to Braveheart. It's been life-changing. What a weekend. Yeah. And I love to hear that. And just one more that says, thank you for listening and being faithful. Thank you for stepping out and making conference, teaching us to be brave and courageous. Thank you for teaching us to seize back and take what is ours. The impact of this conference is going to be huge.
I love that.
You want. Yeah. That's what you want. You know what I mean? To be fierce, to seize back and to go and live that life that God has called you to live.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, that's the same thing we're going to hear this year as well.
It's a ripple effect, isn't it? I think conference is like it's a milestone. It's a moment that you're going to remember. It's the altar, you know, it's what God is going to do in the moment. But I love what he does and continues to do afterwards and the change that we see afterwards. Yeah. So many stories. Like we've had people come and they've been barren and the year after they're pregnant. We've had people come the year after they're bringing their baby. You know, we've got so many stories, healing, breakthrough, you know, people's marriages were restored. So it's so exciting.
It's amazing. And obviously this year, as we said before, the theme is dreams.
Yes.
And what I would so love to know is what dream did you have when you were younger?
Oh, think about this one.
I know.
You know, I think for me, a dream is something that you're not seeing right now, but something you desire. Mm. That's just for personally. So like, I'm going to take you way back, Cynthia, like to like young, probably early teenage me. And I just remember like, you know, I was brought up in church and I used to go to these conferences. And it was conferences where that would fuel me because I didn't really have a church to sustain me throughout the rest of the year. So I'd go to these conferences, be fired up. So I fell in love with God really young and I loved him so much. I had such a desire, I would say, to follow him. I had a desire to walk closely with him. Like I'd watch women like worship or have their hands up and I'd be like, I desire that. And I'd see women, you know, marrying Christian families and like these Christian unions of husband and wives. And I'd be like, oh God, I desire that. I wanted that. I wanted friendships was a massive one, Cynthia. I dreamed of Christian friends. I didn't have any. Like, honestly, I grew up with no Christian friends. Like, it was me, my brother and sister in the church because my dad ran the church. So it was just like, we were the only kids. So I was just like, honestly, I know this sounds a bit Christian-y, but you know, that was, obviously I had other desires maybe in dreams, but honestly, my greatest desire was to follow God. And I really struggled when I was a teenager. I just couldn't, I found it so hard to follow him on my own. I dreamed of friends that were Christians. That's all I wanted. I was like, just give me friends. I dreamed of a husband when I was dating a non-Christian who was a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, I dreamed to have kids in the church. So honestly, God is so good because I'm living a lot of that out now. And amazing. I'm just like, praise Jesus, because, you know, them desires and dreams. But it is interesting because even now when I think of like, because sometimes you can settle then. You said this earlier on in the podcast, Cynthia, how about dreams and the importance of awakening them. Because I could get to a point now, like, okay, God, I can follow you now. I worship you now. I've got my husband in church for me now. I've got my kids in church. And I can then be like, right, I'm done now. You know, all them dreams of a kid. Do you know what I mean? Like, tick me off, sit me down, have a cup of tea, I'm done. So I'm excited for this one because I think actually I'm excited to see what the speakers and what the message and what the flow of what God is doing over the weekend. What new dreams arise.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of life to live. Yeah. I'm not done yet. I'm like, you know, still quite young.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for the new season of dreams. But what about you? What about some dreams when you were younger?
Do you know what? I had a variety of different dreams. I think, like job wise, I think I wanted to be a TV presenter. Really, I remember I used to watch Angelica Bell on TV, and I used to be like, "Oh my gosh, I want to be her. I want to." You know, there was something about communicating and talking. I just love to talk. Who doesn't love to talk? And so I think that's something that I really kind of wanted to do. But I think on a maybe more personal level, I think what I really wanted is I wanted to live life. I wanted to make the most of life. And I think what verse that comes to my mind is the one where it says, God has come to give you life and life more abundantly. Amen. And I think I wanted an abundant life, not a rich life as in like big cars and that, but I wanted the abundant life that Jesus said that he's come to give me. I'm like, what does that look like? I want to grasp that. I want to live that out. And so I think that's like one of my main kind of dreams that I want to live that abundant life that God has called me. Wherever I am, let me get involved. Let me be a part of it kind of thing.
And God's answering that, Cynthia. You know, you live a big life and you're a great presenter. You might be on TV yet, but you're on the screens for people at Liverpool One Church when they watch it at home.
They might be a bit sick of me. But no, I think that's definitely something. And I think another thing also is definitely family.
Yeah.
Family is something... you know, I grew up, it was just me and my mom. So we didn't have that kind of big family kind of thing. And God has definitely through church has blessed me with a family of people that really care for me. You know what I mean? And like, I care for them as well. And just having those relationships has just been so life-giving and has just like blessed me in so many ways and helped make me who God wants me to be. You know what I mean? He's just put those people. And also just to be blessed to have a life group where I can kind of create that kind of family in church as well for others, I think has just been such a blessing. But I think what you said about those new dreams, I think I'm excited to be like, okay, God, because as we said, it's taking that moment and just putting that one hat of you. And so you're thinking, right, God, what else do you want me to do? What have you got on your heart? Because, you know, God has so much for us that he wants us to do in our lives. And I think that's the exciting thing I'm excited for. I'm like, God, what have you got planned for me? What is that dream?
I love that. And it's interesting how both what we said in part of it was to do with other people, like the influence of other people and dreaming about relationships and people and family. You know, for the girls coming, they might be coming and that might be a dream of theirs. They might dream for that community. And we want to say to the girls, come in, there is a come on your own group. So don't do it on your own, you know, sign up for that. And we'll get you in a community, girls. Like, don't do this weekend on your own.
Yeah.
Because it is about the people you do life with.
Yeah. And that's so, so important. And as we said, 9 days away from conference.
Yes.
It's coming up so soon. We're so excited. But how do you think we can prepare our hearts to receive what God has planned for conference weekend?
No, I love that. And I love this question. I think it's so true because, you know, you could have, we've got hundreds of people in one room.
Yeah.
But we all come out different. Why is that? Why does some come out so revives? Why does some come out dry? You know, well, hopefully not a lot, but do you know what I mean? Like, could be
different. Yeah.
You know, we all come out very different. I want to go to a bit of a scripture actually. So bear with me with this one,
but
I'll go somewhere with it. It's found in Matthew 13 and it's a parable and it's from Jesus. He said, he told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across the field, some seeds fell on the footpath and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still, other seeds fell on fertile soil, and they produced a crop that was nearly, that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as they'd been planted. From that, let me just pull out a few things from that. There's four different soils that it falls on, and the seeds is the word. So when we come to conference, we're going to be scattered with the seeds. Yes. You know, the speakers are going to be bringing the seeds. They have done the work. They're the farmers scattering the seeds, and we are the ones receiving it. So the first group, it's the birds came and ate them. Mm-hmm. And I always think these are people who maybe they're coming to conference and they've got a hard heart and it might not be their fault, but they're coming in and something's happened to them that's made them hard. They're not soft to receive. Mm. It's maybe people who are quite stubborn in their ways. They don't want to receive. Someone's brought them along and they're like, oh, I'm here, but I don't really want to be here. Stubborn hearts. Not letting the word sink in. Sometimes it's distraction. Sometimes you haven't got a hard heart. It's just you're coming to conference and you're allowing yourself in the messages to be distracted. So the seed that's come in, it's not even being rooted because you're actually so distracted about, what we're doing on our lunch break, what we're doing in the next session, or what am I wearing tomorrow? Like, I'd say to the girls, like, don't let that seed be taken away before it's even planted. Yeah. Like, be engaged in the word. Be there, ready. Put away distraction. You're only going to hear that word once, and God wants to speak to you through it. The second type then is the seeds without deep roots. So you receive the word during conference and you love how it makes you feel. Because it's true, is it? Sometimes we could be at conference. We love how it makes us feel. We go away thinking we love this. We want us. But we go back to our Monday to Sunday, you don't know how to apply the word for yourself. That is when you need to know how to walk with God. You know, conference is fantastic, but it's what happens afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, find a church if you're not in one. Plug yourself in one. You know, conference is great. You can find Jesus at conference. You can start following him at conference. But if you want to follow him, you need to find a community. Find a local church for that seed to really go. And then the third one, you apply the word to your life, but when worries and stress come, they overrule and allow you to take priority over God's worth and truth. So I think, you know, even at this weekend, it's like receiving it, but knowing that this is the truth and this is what I'm taking with me. Even when the worries come and the fear comes when I go home, I'm hanging on to what God has spoke to me this weekend. Yeah. The last group, which is the people we want to be, this is how we want to receive at conference. We want to have fertile soil. So we want to produce, it says they produce a harvest. The word produces fruit in your life. You know when God has spoken, when you go away from conference and then fruit comes off your life. Like, peace comes out of you that week. Patience comes out of you that week. Do you know what I mean? Like, love flows out of you. Like, I didn't have these things before conference. Like, God has done something in me and now I'm producing. So I think that's where we want to be. We don't want to hear things this and this weekend and it just return void. We want to hear it, we want to process it, and we want to apply it, and we want to we want to change. We want to see transformation. So, and practical things to do that, girls, like, you should be praying now, nine days to go. Pray for that fertile soil, pray for your heart to be ready to receive. Bring a notepad, bring a pen, write the words down in worship. If God speaks to you, write it down. Process the seeds that are coming so that it doesn't just come and go. Like, let this be actually transforming weekend for you.
That's amazing. I think what you've said is 100% right. Like, that's the best way to prepare yourself, because you know, if you're preparing for a wedding, you know, you'll get everything prepared, you'll get your dress done, you'll get your hair done and everything before the day is even there. You don't wait until the day to get prepared. And so I think it is so important, definitely, to pray, to ask God, to God, start opening my heart, start giving me that soft heart. And I think also just having, not having an expectation.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because sometimes you might expect, oh, I really was thought this worship song was going to come on.
Like your preference again.
Kind of preferences in a way. Just allow God to use you in every aspect, to speak to you in every aspect, every worship, every word, you know what I mean? Kind of thing. Because he will use those for your betterment.
Definitely. And even in the preparing, you know, a lot of the teen girls here, they've been praying loads, but worshiping is one as well. Like, you can, this week before, like, listen to your worship, soften your heart in there. Is there a song this year, Cynthia, or even this season coming up to conference that has been your worship song that you're bringing into conference with you? Or
You know what? There has been a song that I've really been listening to, which is called Surrender I think Surrender Again by Naomi Rainer. I think I can't remember her last name. And I've just been, even Yemi's on it, because when I repeat
they've
songs,
they've got to get on it because it's in the house, it's in the car. You're gonna love this.
It's on repeat. But I think for me, what really spoke to me was the song is about surrendering to God.
Yeah.
And giving Him what's on your heart again and again and again. And I think, you know, as we head towards conference, I'm like, God, okay, I'm surrendering my expectations, yes, my preferences. I'm surrendering what I think you might speak to me about.
Yeah.
I'm just surrendering it all at the altar. And I'm saying, God, speak to me. Like, what do you want to say to me? What do you want to heal within me? What is something that I've forgotten about that I need to work on? Like, what do you want from me? And just surrendering all that to Him kind of thing. And I think, so that's why that song has really spoken to me. And I've listened to
you
it.
You secretly
like
put it
times.
In on the worship playlist.
I did.
Have you fancy it?
But I think, like, even if the song doesn't get played, I think because I'm going into worship with that heart,
it's my song. Not for everyone else, it's for you.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. Yeah. How about you?
I'm going to hear mine. Mine is, it's from The Belonging Co, their new album. It's called On The Way. Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Love it. Let me say, I'm not going to sing it. I'll say the lyrics. Honestly, you guys, you do not want to hear this singing voice right now. These are some of the lyrics. It says, for the broken, for the hurting, for the sick, healing is on the way. For the lonely and the hopeless, don't give up. Breakthrough is on the way. For the prisoner stuck in strongholds, chains will break. Freedom is on the way. Don't give up yet. Don't give up yet. A miracle is on the way.
Oh, amen.
Nearly sang it there. Nearly.
Oh, you're so getting into it.
Yeah. I just love it. You know, there is so many people, you know, I know people who are coming into conference, even me, you know, some of these things, broken, hurting, sick, lonely, hopeless, prisoner stuck in strongholds, chains, like all of that. There's going to be so many people coming with that. But like, I love what it says, don't give up yet.
Yeah.
Don't give up yet. Like, healing's on its way. Breakthrough's on its way. Miracle's on its way. And hey, conference, why not? A miracle is going to happen. Like, amen. Believe in it for so many girls coming.
Yeah.
But Cynthia, last question. We leave the girls.
Yeah.
This could be a short one. Mine's quite a fun one. What's one thing you think will surprise people about Liverpool? Because people are coming in.
Yeah.
People are flying in, traveling up north. What's going to surprise people about this great city?
I think if you've never been to Liverpool before, I think not surprise you, but how friendly everyone is.
That was my one, Cynthia. Sorry. That was mine. The friendliest, chattiest people you'll ever know. You'll go to the coffee shop and they're going to chat with you for ages. We're secret, not from here.
We're adopted Scousers.
We love it though. It's our home now. My kids have got a Scouse accent now, which is weird. That's strange to me. But I jumped in on you there. What else?
Definitely friendliness. And I think just, it's a beautiful city. Like, where we are in the ACC, like being by the docks, it is gorgeous, beautiful. Definitely when the sun is shining. And there's so many things to do around there. So many different food places. Absolutely. Like, you're not going to get bored. You know what I mean? You're really going to have so much choice around there. And there's just a great atmosphere in Liverpool when you enter it. There is something in the atmosphere in Liverpool as a city.
Yeah.
So if you've never been, you're really going to love it. And if you've been already, then you know what you're in for.
Amen.
You know what you're in for.
I might even book a hotel even though I live here. Who knows?
Why not?
Why not?
It's going to be a great conference weekend. So I know I bucked into you saying friendly.
You've taken it. That's all I've got. Friendly, chatty.
Yeah.
They're great.
It's going to be such a good time. Yes. And obviously, as you said, it's 9 days away.
Yeah.
We are so super excited. It's going to be amazing. And for any of you girls that are listening, that are watching, and you haven't got your tickets, head over to our website, Braveheart Conference, and get your tickets. You can get your tickets there easily. You can also get your evening tickets. Let's say if you can't make it for the whole weekend, but you can come on a Friday night or a Saturday night, you can still be in the room. And we would absolutely love to have you. And also on the website, you'll find so much information of like where you could stay, different hotels, different restaurants, how to get to Liverpool, how to get to the ACC. And we've got frequently asked questions on there as well. So girls, we would absolutely love to meet you, to experience the conference with you. It is going to be amazing. So we're excited. We're expectant. It's going to be a great weekend.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so good. Thank you so much for listening. And we can't wait to see you at conference.